Well, thank you, Pastor Scott, for that really sweet introduction. Hey, guys. Oh, my goodness. It has been a really long time since I've been with you in this space, and I'm just so excited to be here. I have been looking forward to this, so let's dig right in. You know, Pastor Scott and I were praying beforehand, and he mentioned something in his prayer. He was talking about, hey, we do this so that we can break the work of the enemy over the lives of people. That's over our lives. That's over your lives. That's why we do this, not just Pastor Scott and I. That's why we do this. This is why we as believers gather together. That's why it's so incredibly important for us to gather together, to get in God's word, to hear truth, to let our minds be renewed, to sharpen one another, to break the works of the enemy. There is so much. God has so much freedom for us. And we're really going to dig into that today. We love emotional health and spiritual health here at Element. It's something we're incredibly passionate about. And so I'm excited just to talk about a component of that. Actually, we're going to be talking about really a level of spiritual warfare, which I'm really excited about. So let's dig in. Okay, guys. I guess I'll just start here. I love speaking. I don't love preparing because it's really hard. Actually, I want to take a minute and take some time and honestly honor Pastor Scott, because every single week he comes and he brings an incredible word. And you guys, that does not just happen. That takes hours of preparation. And every time that I do this, I am so reminded about the amount of work. I was talking with Pastor Scott and I'm like, it's really hard. This is really hard. And he says, I know. It actually made me feel really, it made me feel better, because I'm like, okay, it's not just hard for me. It's hard for him too. But then it made me realize, oh my gosh, you do this every single week. And so it made me so thankful. So thank you, Pastor Scott, for all that you do to just prepare every single week an incredible word. But back to what I was saying, I think every time I have the opportunity to speak, which is such a gift and such a blessing. And honestly, when I do it and after I do it, I really love it. But always leading up to speaking, I have this overwhelming, I'm just overwhelmed by it. I'm overwhelmed by picking a topic and, you know, praying and making sure. It's like, how do you narrow down? I was listening actually to Lisa Brevere, and she spoke at a conference, and she was talking about writing, and she was talking about just start, if you want to write, just start writing down all of the things that God has taught you. And so as I started to dig into speaking this time and preparing, I'm like, okay, what are some of the things that God has taught me? Because I just want to honor those. I want to honor, God has taught all of us so much. And just sitting down and taking time to kind of just think of one thing after another, before you know it, you guys, you will be amazed at the things that God has taught you and so much value that each of you honestly have to share. But the enemy wants to sneak in, and he wants to sneak in, and he wants to intimidate us, and he wants to make us feel insecure and inferior. Like, who are you? What do you have to say? And that's what the enemy does. He always tries to sneak attack us. And we're gonna talk today about how to not get ambushed by the enemy, how to see it coming, and how to stop being surprised at these attacks of the enemy. We have three amazing kiddos, as you guys know. Our daughter just turned 16, which is such a fun birthday and just an exciting new season of our life. Our son is 13, an incredible age also. And then our beautiful baby girl is 11, just getting into middle school. We're in a whole new season, no more elementary school. It's just exciting. It's an exciting season. So we are raising our kids in a unique generation. It's an incredible time with all of these incredible advancements. It's a unique time of society where there's a lot of ideas swirling around, but it is a generation, and the adults of this season, you know, we get the benefits of this. It's a very affirming generation. We are the generation of parents that are raising our kids where everybody gets a participation trophy. And, you know, there's affirmation everywhere. There's affirmation for kids everywhere. There's affirmation for adults everywhere. And the thing that's crazy is I think we're probably in this generation, in this season of time, the most affirmed people that have ever lived. Yet there's still an epidemic of insecurity, of people not knowing their worth and not feeling good about all of these things. And it has not solved the problem. So what is going on? And I just want to say, as I mentioned, I think I mentioned this earlier already, we are so passionate here at Element about spiritual health and emotional health. We are so passionate about knowing your identity in Christ and learning how to identify strongholds and get free of those and working through hurts and pains of our past and healing from those wounds and being able to live free and see ourselves as valued and the beautiful sons and daughters that we are. And we are so passionate about that. And so I just want to set that as a foundation. That is a foundation that we are so passionate about. And we are passionate about using tools. We don't think that it just magically happens, that we pray a prayer and it magically, all of the pain and all of the hurt just goes away. We have practical tools that we believe are from the Bible, from the Holy Spirit, that we have to be, as believers, proactive in to ignite and initiate and continue that healing work that God is doing on us. So there's a big part that we have a partnership with God in. Additionally, there's a huge part that is a spiritual battle that isn't something that we really have any control over, and that we have control over in the sense of being able to 100%, you know, stop it from coming or all of that stuff. And that's what I really want to talk to about today. I want to talk about the spiritual battle. We are spiritual people. This is a spiritual environment. You are here, and we are going to talk about the spiritual component today. And so, you know, I referenced the my own insecurities. I referenced our societal insecurities. What in the world, right? Where does that come from? And no matter how much really, really good work we do and really, really solid freedom we get, true freedom from God, stuff still sneaks in. What is going on with that? So we want to talk about that. Why do we still struggle? And how can we, ready? This is where it might be a little bit different, because it's usually like, how can we overcome the struggle? I'm actually going to do something a little bit different today. I'm actually going to say, how do we learn to embrace the struggle and become wise to the attacks? So it's a little bit different. It's not like, because when I think of overcoming, I think of, I don't ever have to deal with that again. And we'll keep breaking this down. All right, guys. So here's where I want to start. I want to, with really point number one, this is not just a physical world. We have an enemy. You guys, we live in a spiritual reality. We have a physical world, but there is a spiritual reality swirling and very active around us all the time. And I know if you guys are anything like me, I can very, very quickly forget about the spiritual reality that is happening on all the time. I can very much think if an insecurity comes or if I feel something or something happens, it's like, okay, I'm just dealing with it right here in the physical. Okay, what do I have to do to feel better there? You know, just what do I have to do to fix it? But there's a spiritual component happening all the time too. And if we don't address both, then we're really missing something. And sometimes I know people can get way on one side of addressing the spiritual and forget about the physical, and people can get way on the side of the physical and forget to address the spiritual. But we want to address both. And I know we talk a lot about the physical stuff at Element Church, so we're going to continue to talk about the spiritual stuff. So we have an enemy. I'm going to dig into some scripture right now. Here's a Ephesians 6:11-16. It says, put on the full armor of God that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Now, the Bible references the devil a lot in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in the New Testament. And it references the evil one, the accuser, the Satan, the devil, the evil forces at work. And so there is an enemy. However you want to break it down, we have an enemy, and it speaks of it over and over and over in the beginning of the book, in the end of the book, and all over in between. We have an enemy, okay? So put on the full armor of God. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, which with you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. There's so much. You know, there's so many messages that come out of this portion of scripture. It is so good. That's why there's so many messages. But what I really, really want you to hear here is just confirmation that our struggle is not just against flesh and blood. It is against the rulers and authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against spiritual forces of evil and of the heavenly realms. So when we're having these struggles that come and they catch us off guard, they're not just physical. They can't just be fixed by writing nice messages to ourselves on the mirror. Nothing wrong with that. Stuff like that helps, but it's never going to entirely fix the problem. That's why I'm so thankful. Guys, aren't you so thankful that we have God, that we have Jesus as our Savior and God, and the Holy Spirit as our helper? We have a whole level of hope that the world doesn't have to be able to really navigate this life here on earth in an entirely different way. So we have an enemy. Are you guys convinced yet? Here's another one. He talks about a little bit more of the character of the enemy, okay? 1 Peter 5:8-9, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, stand firm in faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. I've heard it talked about before how the lions actually, and I'm sorry if this is wrong. I think this is right. I probably should have looked it up before. But that the male lions will roar and scare the prey, but they're not actually the ones that go and attack the prey. It's the female lions that are, hunting and whatever cats do, you know, crouching and pouncing and all that stuff. It's the female lions. It's not actually even the roaring ones that are actually doing the attacking. And so the enemy, it's kind of like this idea that there's this enemy that's roaring, but he can't actually do anything, but he can scare us right into things. He can convince us to agree with him or to align up with what he's saying. And that's how, you know, he will undermine us as people. Really just moving on, we have an enemy. There's so many scriptures. Let me tell a little quick story. I was having a conversation the other day with the most incredible woman. She is a dear friend of mine, an incredible woman. She's an amazing mother. She's an amazing wife. She's an incredibly strong leader as a woman. And here is this beautiful woman sitting in front of me, crying, feeling inadequate, feeling questioning, you know, feeling like maybe her husband could do better, which is a complete lie. She's amazing, feeling like she isn't the kind of mom that she wants to be. She's an incredible mother. Here's this amazing person sitting there, just not able to just walk in the strength that she has, And what was even crazier, as I was listening to her, I was thinking, oh my goodness, everything that you're saying, I can so clearly see that it is a lie for you. But what's crazy is I hear those same things coming at me. I am invited to believe those same things about me. And so it was crazy because I could see so clearly that none of that was true about her. And it made me go, oh my gosh, Wow, enemy, you're so sneaky. If you would say that about her, I know that's not true. So it makes me think that, hey, the things that I believe sometimes about myself are definitely not true either. So here we have to understand that the enemy is a liar. And here's one more scripture, okay? John 8:44. This is talking about the enemy. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is not truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. All right? So what we have to understand is we have a spiritual battle happening in the unseen realm. And when the enemy is coming at us, he is constantly coming at us with lies. Constantly coming at us with lies. It's not a coincidence that you got over something, that God helped you get over something, get through something, get through a certain insecurity, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, that old insecurity pops back up. Where did that come from? Does that mean that you didn't get freedom? Does that mean that you didn't get breakthrough? Absolutely not. You did. Let me just tell you, you did. You absolutely got freedom. You absolutely got breakthrough. But here's a reality that we live in. We have an enemy. We have an accuser that is going to continue for the rest of our lives until we are no longer operating in this spiritual and heavenly combined realm where evil and the accuser and the enemy can operate. That is going to continue to happen. And what I just feel really passionately about talking about today, because this happens to me. I can get so discouraged. It's like, oh my gosh, I've worked so hard on this area. How in the world am I dealing with any of this still? Because you think, at least if you're like me, you think that once you go through working through something that you're never going to have to deal with it again. And that just isn't the case. Now, I'm going to get a quick drink here. My sweet husband got me this, water. This might get edited out. We'll see. See how good our editing skills are. Oh, they're good, but. All right. Thanks for bearing with me, guys. So again, you think, well, gosh, I'm never going to have to deal with this again. But you have dealt with that. But we have an enemy who's going to continue to use anything and everything that he can for the rest of our life to try to undermine our freedom, to undermine our confidence, to undermine what we're called to do, to undermine us speaking of the goodness of God and the things that he has done in our lives, in our hearts. And so here's the strategy. Instead of trying to get to the point where we're never going to deal with that again. What if we got to the point where we're like, oh no, I expect it to come. And I'm going to learn how to not be surprised by it and how to get really good when I'm feeling that, those things to go, I know who you are and I don't have to listen to you. So let's just keep going. Okay. We have a really powerful part in this battle. See, the enemy comes and he attacks, right? And he throws us lies because he's the father of lies. He throws us insecurity. He challenges our value, challenges our worth. He makes us compare, which is a thief of joy, right? He has all these things. And then we have God over here, right? Feeding us truth, feeding us, guiding us by his Holy Spirit. Aren't you guys grateful for the Holy Spirit? Guiding us by giving us truth through his word, giving us truth through amazing Christian brothers and sisters, really feeding us truth, right? And then we have a vote. We are the deciding vote. We get to pick B or A. What do we believe? What do we align ourselves with? Who do we choose to listen to? We have a huge part in it. And depending on which one we choose. And it doesn't have to be like well, sometimes it is by faith, honestly. Let me just keep going. There is an awesome scripture, and maybe I didn't write it down. I really thought it did. It just says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Here's what I want you to understand. And a couple months ago, we'll just say a couple months ago, I had been processing some challenges that I had been going through and taking some good time to do some good heart work, acknowledging what I was feeling, because I haven't always been good about that, you guys, in my life, acknowledging how I feel. So I was slowing down. I was acknowledging my feelings. I was acknowledging the hurt that it had happened. But slowly and subtly in that process, which is a really good, healthy process, and I really encourage it, there was a little bit of hopelessness that settled in my heart. And kind of gradually and slowly, that hopelessness got a little bit more overwhelming, more and more overwhelming, and more and stronger and stronger. And I was sitting actually in one of our freedom classes, and it was talking about whose voice are you listening to? And it was talking about the differences between the enemy's voice and God's voice. And as I was sitting there, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know when this happened, but I have not been listening to God's voice. I've been listening to the voice of the enemy because I have had hopelessness in my life, and God doesn't give hopelessness. God always gives hope. He is a God of hope. He is the author of hope. And if I'm feeling hopeless without hope, then I am not listening to God's voice. And it was just the most incredible. It felt simplistic. And I am not one that likes to oversimplify things and make it sound like, hey, there's just some like magic fairy poof. But I just have to tell you guys, it was a moment where something shifted in me. And I went, wow, I am listening to the wrong voice. So God, you fill me up with hope in this area. You have a plan. You have a plan that's good. God, I'm going to trust you. And honestly, you guys, hope started to come back in when I went, I will not listen to you, enemy. Like, you are filling me with hopelessness, and that is not God. So those are just really, I know it may sound oversimplistic, but it is a weapon of spiritual warfare, honestly. And I know, you know, sometimes maybe we've learned different spiritual warfare weapons in different ways, but honestly, just choosing agreement with God over agreement with the enemy is a powerful spiritual weapon. And so I want to just take a second here, and I want to just, in a really practical front, I want to do a little quick compare and contrast for you. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit is going to use this in some of your lives to help you understand where maybe you're not hearing the right voice. You're not listening to the right voice, okay? This is actually taken straight out of our freedom curriculum that we do, and that has just been so powerful for people. This is out of one of the chapters. But this is just talking about God's voice versus the enemy's voice versus Satan's voice. So here's some reminders. God's voice helps you. Satan's voice troubles you. And let me just, as you're in prayer, as you're in God time is what we call it at our house, as you're in study and journaling with the Word, just remember, this is when as you're learning to hear, some of you are learning to hear God's voice. Honestly, you guys, I'm still learning to hear God's voice after 42 years and all but five of those that I can remember in my life of following Jesus. I'm still learning to hear God's voice. That is a journey that I'm planning on being on for the rest of my life. So this is God's voice again, all right? God's voice helps you. Satan's voice troubles you. God's voice encourages you. Satan's voice discourages you. God's voice convicts you. Satan's voice condemns you. God's voice comforts you. Satan's voice upsets you. God speaks growth to us. Satan speaks to punish us. Oh, God speaks to grow us. Satan speaks to punish us. So again, I want to read these again. These are the things that God's voice does. Okay, I'm going to read it one more time. God's voice helps you. God's voice encourages you. God's voice convicts you. God's voice comforts you. God speaks to us, speaks growth to us. I keep having a hard time with that. God speaks growth to us. So guys, if those are what you're experiencing, we're hearing God's voice. And if we're not, we can clearly go, let's hear, what does Satan's voice do? Satan's voice troubles us. Satan's voice discourages you. Satan's voice condemns you. Satan's voice upsets you. Satan speaks to punish us. So if you're hearing these things, if you're feeling troubled, if you're feeling discouraged, if you're feeling condemned, if you're feeling upset, if you're feeling a fear of punishment, you are listening to the wrong voice. And I'm actually smiling as I say that, because that's really exciting news. Because if you're listening to the wrong voice and you can see it and realize it, then you can turn away and say, no, I refuse to listen to you. And then you can go, God, in this area where I feel so troubled, speak comfort to me. Give me help. God, speak comfort to me. What do you say? What do you say that is a comfort? And he may say something really quickly to you, like, you know what? No matter what, I work all things to the good of those who love me. And immediately peace can rush over your body. That he gives hope to the hopeless. That is scripture. Hope to the hopeless. Guys, it is spiritual warfare. I refuse to listen to you, enemy. You are a liar. You are the father of lies, and you want to steal everything that God has for me in this life. God, what do you have to say to me in these areas? What, God, I'm listening. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. All right. Okay. So I know we talked a little bit about how this is a battle that is not going away. No matter how good we get at this, no matter how good we get at spiritual warfare, no matter how free we get as people, the enemy is always going to continue to try to attack us, because that's what he does. He's doing what he does. So I think there's something really powerful about going, okay, I'm not going to be surprised by it anymore. So Father, show me how to become such a skillful, incredibly strong warrior, to just know how to so easily resist the attacks of the enemy. And I don't know if any of you have seen the Disney movie, is it Shang? I think it's Shang-Chi. But there is a scene where the mother meets the father, and she is a warrior, and she is protecting her city. And when she fights it was an intruder at the moment. She is so graceful, and she is so skillful, and she is so effortless, but she is so powerful, and she actually completely kicks his tail. She does a great job. And there was a time when I was feeling a little discouraged about, God, why am I dealing with some of these things again? And I actually got this picture in my mind, and I don't think we can actually show it here on the live stream. We'll show it in person, but you can look it up, the Shang-Chi mother father fight scene. But I got this picture of God going, I am training you to be a skillful, strong warrior, so that not if the attacks come, because the attacks will always come, but when the attacks come, that you can ward them off so skillfully and so powerfully. And that's what our God does. He doesn't leave us alone in this earth to have to figure all this out alone. He gives us tools, and he continues to teach us skillfully and train us how to navigate the challenges of life. And so I just want to encourage you, don't be discouraged if you're getting attacked still by certain insecurities or certain things. God is going to continue to train you how to ward those off. And just because the attacks come doesn't mean you're doing something wrong, doesn't mean that you're failing, doesn't mean that you're not free, doesn't mean that you're not healed. It's just the enemy doing what the enemy does. So we can continue to just not be shook by it and to just stand in confidence and go, oh, it's you. I know how to deal with you and I'm not going to listen. So Father, I tune you up and I tune in to what you're saying, and I continue to help me to become a skillful discerner of your voice versus the enemy's voice, to the Father of truth versus the Father of lies. Aren't you glad that we serve the Father of truth that will continue to help us as we navigate living on this earth where the Father of lies is running around and wreaking havoc? So I just want to take the last part of this, and I want to have a little bit of time here. And I think maybe actually we'll just do this as you guys, as we enter into the worship song. I really want everybody to just pray and ask God, hey, God, show me where have I been listening to the enemy? And where do I need to shift and go, I refuse. There is really an act of going, I refuse to be in agreement with that anymore. Sever your agreement with the enemy. There's ways that we agree. We just enter into agreement with the enemy. And it's a really powerful exercise to go, no, I sever that agreement. I refuse to enter into hopelessness. I refuse. I resist that. I refuse and I break my agreement with that hopelessness. Father, I make agreement with you. You are a God of hope. You are the Father of hope. Fill me with your hope. Show me that you have good plans for me. And so I'm excited for you guys to just continue to be set free today as you press in, as you take time throughout the week in your quiet time. I just want to give an opportunity. If there is anyone watching that has never started a relationship with Jesus, today is your day. We can't do this life without God. There is no way to discern truth and lies and do any of the things that we were talking about today without relationship with the Father. And he has went through so much to get his son here. Jesus went through so much on the cross and died for our sins as a perfect sacrifice so that we could be reunited in fellowship with God, the Father. And so he wants to be in relationship with you. And if that's what you want, we want to pray with you right now. So Father, this beautiful, incredible child, this person is your child that you love so desperately. And today is the day where they are surrendering their hearts. So you can just pray after me. Father, I surrender my heart to you today. I accept the sacrifice of your son, Jesus, as payment for my sins. I ask you to fill my heart, to fill my life, to guide me through your Holy Spirit every day that I have here on earth. Father, I want to serve you and know you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you that I am in relationship with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, guys, it has been a pure delight to be here with you today. I hope that your just hearts have been touched and stirred, and that we continue to, just like we talked about at the very beginning, break the work of the enemy over all of our lives, to dispel those lies, to break his power, to break his work, and to not get ambushed by him anymore or surprise sneak attacked. And that's my prayer over all of us, that we will not be surprised, that we will be wise to the attacks of the enemy, and we will be able to skillfully ward them off however they come. All right, guys, we love you. God bless you. Have an awesome week, and I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon.